Everybody ready on the side?
Good evening. I'd like to call to order. Good evening. I'd like to call to order our meeting tonight. We're going to call to order our special council meeting for tonight. First order of business is roll call, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Holograph.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here. Thank you, council members. Also, let the record reflect that we have our law solicitor, Mr. William Mason, and Katie Iconis, our fiscal officer and our clerk of council. Tonight, for the residents and for the council members, we have two pieces of legislation. One legislation is to change the speed on the speed cameras from 15 miles an hour to 12 miles an hour, and then we have it accordingly for the different charges. And the next piece of legislation is a moratorium on small cell towers, because there's a lot of details involved in that. Who would like to introduce the first ordinance? Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments, council members? We'll make a motion to introduce this, Denny, and then we'll go to the next one, okay?
This is for emergency.
Yes, well, yes, sir. They both have to be under
Mayor,
emergency.
Mayor, I'd like to introduce under emergency ordinance 2018-9, an ordinance amending section 514.035C1A and B of the codified ordinances of the Village of Walton Hills and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller. Council members, it was pointed out that the packet that you have has some type errors in them, so there's a fresh one in front of you with the corrected documentation. It's the same concept and all the same information that we wanted, but there was typical errors in the one that we put out. So at this time, is there any questions or comments on that motion?
Mayor?
Yes?
I would like to know why we are doing this as an emergency basis when we've only had the cameras up for 1 month.
We discussed this at COW, and everybody supported doing it as an emergency basis.
No, everybody didn't. I did not support it.
Okay. Any other comments?
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a member, regardless of how an ordinance is introduced, a member can vote or which way they please. I can introduce it as an emergency, but I can vote no, you know, if I don't want it to be an emergency, but I can vote yes as well. Every member can do that, so that's what I suggest that members do. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'll just make a comment. Certain things we put on emergency, we've had a lot of discussion on it, haven't had much discussion from the audience or opposition. So for myself, to have it on emergency and move forward is not a problem. Putting things on one, two, or three readings like we are with the inside millage, even though we talked about it and a lot of COW meetings had a lot of discussion, that will be on for three readings. Something like this, which I feel is, at least for myself, I have no problem with. I feel it's more things we do as a body, you know, so.
Any other comments?
Mayor.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Brian.
A lot of things I shouldn't say a lot. There are some things that we do vote on that we vote on as emergency that I kind of grin and bear it, I guess, a little bit because I don't think that they are necessarily an emergency, some of the things we do. Now, remember, an emergency, what that does is if it's voted on as an emergency, it goes into effect as soon as the mayor signs it. If it's not voted on as an emergency, it goes on after 30 days, by which, in that time frame, the people have the right of referendum, which means they can get a petition if they don't like what we passed, and they can try to reverse it. For this particular case, I believe this meets my threshold, my personal threshold of agreeing to vote for this particular legislation as an emergency so we can get it right away. Again, we have the cameras as a safety measure, And I don't have any problem with that. But there will probably be a time in the future that I do have a little problem with voting for an emergency. But I don't have any problem with this specific legislation.
Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
My issue with it is we've had the cameras going since April 1st. We have a full 6 weeks yet, 5 weeks of information on this, and we're already lowering it. And we have this huge fanfare that it's 15 miles, it's going to be 15 miles, it's 15 miles. We told everybody that. It was in the newspapers. And now, in an emergency, with only a month of the cameras being actually up and issuing tickets, we're dropping it. How many of our residents are aware of this? And they've been told that it's 15 miles. So when they get that ticket at 12 or 13 miles, they're going to be like, well, what's going on here? I was told 15. Oh, no, we passed it as an emergency. I don't think you're being fair to the residents and giving them enough notice that this is what's going to happen. That's my point.
When we had our COW last week, it was consensus of the majority to put it on for emergency.
And that was the first time three, that was brought up, and it's on today as a special council.
It was takes three council members to put it on, and we had five council members that said they would support it.
No, there was only five council members here.
And Mary Brenner had talked to me and said she would support it. But she was excused from the meeting because she had prior engagements.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
With that said, Jennifer, now I feel a little different about this. We all know you're actually supposed to be going 35.
Absolutely.
We're saying whether we told our residents 15 or 12, that doesn't mean we're telling our residents, okay, go 15 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not telling you that at all. We're telling you, including myself and my family, we need to go 35. If you go over 35 and you get a ticket, that's because I can go in any other community throughout the country, and if you go over the posted sign and you get a ticket, I broke the law. So to me, and I know you did in some publications, you put that it might decrease to 12, but for me to go from 15 to 12, I mean, if a resident gets a ticket at 47 miles an hour, I don't know what to say, or including myself, especially on our roads. You're going 47 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour away from 50. You're clipping pretty good. You go 45 down Alexander or Egbert, you're moving pretty good. And we know people even go more than that. So the whole thing with this whole camera situation is like, why is it such a big surprise? I'm 56, been driving since I was 16, so 40 years. They always said you got to abide by the posted signs. You go over that speed limit, you got risk a chance of getting a ticket. So I don't see no problem with that.
Yes, Gloria.
I was just coming here from Solon. I was coming down Pettibone, which turns into Alexander. And the car in front of me was turning into your subdivision. And, of course, all the line coming the other way. That guy went around me and around that other car. And it isn't just the speed. It's other things that they're doing, too. So they can't wait. They're in a hurry. The speed limit is 35. And you wait behind the car until they turn. You don't go into the berm and almost take out a mailbox because you're in such a hurry. The speed limit is 35. I see no problem in passing this as an emergency. We've all talked about it, and even when it started, we said we can always change it. So,
any other comments,
Mayor?
Yes,
I don't know if it's important or not, but I would to amend what Mr. Spitznagle said. He may have said this, but I just didn't hear it. He said it takes effect 30 days after, and that's actually after the vote to approve a piece of legislation. So if it goes three readings, that means it could go 120 days, for instance. It could be, 80 days or 90 days. So it's got to go 30 days after it's voted to approve. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Just a comment real
yes,
quick.
Sir.
It is a good point that you make, Ms. Allen, and it's something to think about. I don't have any problem with passing this under the emergency tonight. I fully understand what you're saying, and it is a good point. I wish we could have talked about it last week. You didn't bring it up last week, and if we could have mulled it over, maybe we could have come to another consensus last week on maybe what to do. But I don't think at the last second it's enough to, maybe if I'd had that day to talk about it and maybe come to a consensus, like I said, but I don't think it's enough right now at the last second to change my mind that anything's going to be different. I think most of the people who are getting the speeding tickets are not residents of Walton Hills to begin with. And again, I want to stress, which I pointed out last week,
Good point.
The percentage of drivers, and I don't have it with me, but the percentage of drivers getting a ticket going past that camera on a daily basis is between 0.1% and at the very high 0.8% on one day of the week that camera was pulled. I forget which month it was pulled, in April or something like that. So we're not talking about a significant amount of people who are getting tickets to begin with. So again, I will vote for this tonight.
Mr. Mayor.
Any other comments? Yes.
Brian, actually, that figures that you had was something that one of the residents that was in the audience brought up and said, if this isn't supposed to be a money grab, and I said, this is a safety issue,
right.
And I fully agree that 36 is speeding.
Right.
You know, I'm talking to my son currently about, because he's already wants to start driving at 14. I'm like, give me a heart attack here. But they said, their question to me was, if this is not a money grab, then why are we saying if it's only such a small percentage, we got to drop it so we get a higher percentage and we're ticketing more people?
We're trying to bring in compliance. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring back safety to Alexander Road. That's the main reason we're trying to drop it. We're trying to bring everybody into concept that this is a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, especially those people that ride the bike on Alexander Road by the bike trail, especially those people that ride their bikes by the churches. I mean, we have a lot of residents that park their bikes at Gospel House and ride up to the bike trail.
Okay,
and
that's
the whole reason we're doing this, is to bring in compliance and safety.
And I understand that. So okay. If that was the whole issue and the main backing from this, why didn't we just start off at 5 miles over the limit and that was it?
We did a study with our police department, and the recommendation was 15. In my news interviews, it was 12 miles we would drop it after we had our records and we had our counts, and we would see the variations. And that's where we brought in compliance, and that's what we're trying to do now, is bring down lower numbers to bring in compliance. This is the recommendation of the police chief. As Mr. Spitzelsnagel said, we presented all this information last week, and we didn't hear this discussion or this concern just last week. And everyone on the council that we talked about said that they would push this forward, and this is where we're at today. Now we're here, and we're doing this. This is you have the right to say whatever you want and do whatever you want, but I would hope that you have the facts instead of just bringing a lot of drama to this. This is not...
I'm not bringing drama. I'm asking questions that residents have asked me.
Okay.
And that was after the meeting, because those residents were here.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Jennifer, and I think all of us were here. Our meetings that we have had through the discussion of the traffic cameras, in our COW meetings, in our past council meetings, we did have residents come to the mic, which the group of residents here doesn't represent all the residents, but it's a piece of a part of the residents. And all those residents, most of them said, why are we even too high? If anything, we should drop it lower. And a lot of them even suggested lower than 10. So if I were to go by the feel that at least I have gotten from the residents is, if anything, why is it so high? It should be lower. You know, there's that always been that unwritten rule that most communities don't do anything till 10 or over. Okay, we always say that, and that's not always true. They have a right to go as low as the speed limit. But my feel, if you were to say, or if somebody were to say to me, Don, what are the residents, what are they telling you? They're saying lower it to what the police give, or lower it if a person's breaking the law, they're over the speed limit. Why aren't the cameras set there? And then we went through because of the calibration and the suggestion from the company that's doing it for us. And so that's where we're at. So if I went by the feel, which I represent the residents, it would be the residents are also telling me to lower it.
Any other comments? Can we vote on suspension, please?
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
No.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Holograph?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Next is introduction for adoption, please.
Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of ordinance number 2018-9.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller. Any questions or comments, council members? Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. After all the conversation, I forgot if he introduced it for the actual emergency.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you. Yes. Thank you.
He did.
Thank you.
He said emergency.
I know we were talking about emergency for the last five right. minutes, but I don't know if you actually said it.
Any other comments? This is for adoption.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just want to make it clear that I'm not comfortable with everything being passed as the emergency, and my comment is I'm comfortable with this being dropped, but people, this has been advertised the way it was,
yeah.
And this is my point, okay? And I would not have a problem if we were dropping it, you know, lower eventually, too. For safety issues. I live on Alexander Road. I have a 14-year-old that likes to ride his bike. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll take
any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, Jennifer, and me and you don't want to get in debate because that's my role here as council president is to keep us all together and disagreements and opinions is great. But I will agree with Brian. We've had, you know, a COW meeting last week. We've had previous ones. We knew it was going to this. And even myself, anytime, even at the hour, even right now, I am open-minded because that's my job. I have to be open-minded because if somebody brings something up that maybe changes our mind, we can talk about it right here and we can discuss it. But the only thing I will say, you know, we have it right in front of us and the more time for people to absorb it and do it, that's what we, you know, should be done. I mean, that's what a body does. That's what a team does. That's what a group of. You communicate well with each other. Even if you disagree, you get it out there so people have time to digest. See, I guess, and I don't mean to be long-winded, but I'm going to make this what's very important about this body here. If I disagree with this body, okay, my job is not just to vote no and disagree and let the right. My job is to get you guys to agree with me. Because if I don't get it passed, what good is it disagreeing? Okay? So if I feel strong about something, I'm going to call you guys, I'm going to talk to you and say, hey, this is how I feel. If I do that and no one votes for it, well, I say, at least I try. But if I just vote no on everything, that's not the purpose. Okay? The purpose is to convince each other and try to get people to vote your way because you feel strong enough that that is the way you see it. So, and I'm not saying anybody here does that or whatever. I'm just giving you my opinion on where I'm at, and I've done that for years. I've, you know, you try to do that, and we've changed a lot of things because of that. You know, different facts come up or somebody doesn't see your side, and a lot of that has to take place not here but behind the scenes. It just does, whether it's a phone call or whatever. So, and I think we got a good group here. We're going to keep all doing that.
Any other comments?
Mayor, too, I would further point out, and I know Jennifer's probably aware of this as much as I am, but we have signs at every entrance to the village noting that our village is being monitored by camera, speed is being monitored, and the signs are pretty substantial. I don't have the exact measurement on them, but they're substantial enough and they're at eye level enough that everybody should be able to see those signs. And they should be able to read them. That is, unless they're going too fast. Thank you.
Any other comments? Can we vote on adoption, please?
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is Resolution 2018-18. Councilmember, this is the resolution to put a moratorium on small cell towers that was passed at the state level. If everybody remembers, I gave them a really big packet from all the other communities. And this is just to give us a 12-month moratorium. And Mr. Mason and I was talking, and we are getting together with other smaller communities to probably find someone to give us the ins and outs of what this would be, details and everything, and we'll have a package for you to understand what this exactly this legislation is, because it is very detailed.
Mr. Mayor?
Any comments or questions? Yes.
Yeah. Maybe just explain why a moratorium, that it, you know, and Bill, how that works, that it gives us time to do more research and stuff and find out what the other communities are doing that are being impacted the same way we are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The moratorium just puts it on hold, so anybody, any of these companies can't come into the village, get their building permits, and put these up without any regulation. It gives the body an opportunity to study it, learn it, kind of discuss with maybe your neighbors, and maybe come up with a plan on how you want to address it. Because it's pretty complicated stuff, and to rush through it, there's certainly to be errors.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
As I read this, I thought, and maybe I'm wrong, but this might be a good project for the Planning Commission.
We can run it through planning with our engineers, but I'd rather have a professional opinion before we go too far with that. But that we can get a recommendation to the council. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, from them. Have them research it through. Yeah, have them research it through George and you know, the other communities and things like that, and then send us the recommendation to that. I'd be happy to do legwork and research with them on it. That's not a problem. I just thought that that's what the Planning Commission is for, really, I think. You know,
it's part of their duties.
Part of the bailiwick, yes. Absolutely. So, okay, good.
Can I get someone to introduce this, please, for suspension?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to introduce for suspension Resolution 2018-18. A resolution declaring a 12-month moratorium on the granting of building permits for small cell facilities and wireless support structures within the right-of-way in the village of Walton Hills and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Ms. Trulowski. Any questions or comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
And we're passing, or we're going to vote on this under an emergency, and again, this is something that is a perfect example of an emergency, something we need to get done now rather than wait for 3 or 4 months or possibly 5 months, and then in the meantime somebody slides in there. So this is the perfect example. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Any other comments? Yes.
I just want to say I agree completely with that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, and I take your point on the other stuff.
Any other comments? Vote on suspension, please.
Councilperson Allen.
Yes.
Trulowski.
Yes.
Kolograph.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brunner-Miller.
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Can I have a motion for adoption, please?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for approval of Resolution 2018-18.
Second.
Second by Ms. Trulowski. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none, vote on approval, please.
Councilperson Trulowski.
Yes.
Kolograph.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brunner-Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Meeting adjourned from, I need a motion. Yeah, I need a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting from a special council meeting so we can go into COW. Can I have a motion, please?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mr.
Kolograph. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the special council meeting of Tuesday, May 8th at 6:24.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Kolograph.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brunner-Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Trulowski.
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Meeting adjourned at 6:24 p.m.